Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back in the midst of it all, and we will keep you updated as this weather continues to turn and churn. And if anybody sees anything that they think is paramount to public safety, please call us or text us at 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. Paul Douglas monitoring it as well, Adam Carter in the newsroom. So we'll try to stay on top of this, but you can help us as well. Signing day for high school football players that are going to play college next year. And one of the kids that I find very interesting is Chase Carter. He's going to Michigan State from Minnehaha Academy, played for SMB, his high school football, that consolidation of schools for football. His father, you might be very familiar with, a guy by the name of Randy Carter, who played for the Golden Gophers back in the day with Clem Haskins as the coach, Vashon Leonard, Chad Colander, that whole group. So he has coached his son in basketball and to an extent in life, and now he watches him go to Michigan State to play football, and he'll leave January to do just that. First of all, Chase, congratulations.
Thank you.
What was it like making a decision on, you know, for the next 4 years and, as they say, the next 50 years of your life?
It was scary, but it was exciting. Making the decision. You just never know. Like you're taking a chance with whatever school I picked. It was taking a chance, and I feel like having the supporting cast that I have, my family and stuff, that it made it a lot easier than it could have been. And so that was probably the best thing. So we feel like we made the best decision, and I guess time will tell.
Randy Garth, this is the role I picture you in, and I don't know if it was or not, but ain't no coach going to BS you, so to speak. You know what I'm saying? You know the way the game is really played with your Big Ten experience, and, of course, coaching in Minnehaha with Jalen Suggs and Chet Holmgren and you know, Prince Olegbe and all the rest. What was the process like for you, Randy? Did you ask the questions they didn't expect, or what was it like?
I got him to ask the questions. I asked a few questions, but mainly I tried to just keep him informed. And what I was big with him with was paying attention to the process as Jalen, as Chet, as Prince, as Caden, Terry, Craig, as those guys were going through it, even leaning on some of the experiences from his brothers, you know, from his two big brothers back in the past. As they went through their experiences, just trying to wrap all of this up, including my experiences, and let's make sure we understand what to ask, because the game has even changed since I played.
Well, and this whole idea, Randy, of you go in January if you're a senior for football. I mean, that's it's been going on for the last, 4 or 5 years? I don't know about. But that's strange by itself. Do you worry at all about sending your son in the middle of his senior year to college?
No. I actually thought it was for the best. It was weird because I didn't know much about this either until recently. But once I started understanding of the opportunity of getting him out early and just giving him a chance to get acclimated, getting a jump start on college academics, getting a jump start on college athletics, getting a jump start on the social life, You know, there's a lot that goes involved with this. And as I told him, this is going to be the hardest thing he's ever done in life. So if he has a chance to get in there early and you know, and get better prepared for this, I was all for it.
Chase, why Michigan State? Obviously, they had a great year this year. Coach Tucker just signed a big contract. But what appealed to you about the school that became, you know, they were in the headlines for a lot of this season?
It was the atmosphere, the culture. From the moment I stepped on campus on my first visit, I told my mom and dad that this is where I was going to go to school. And even though we took the other visits, it just kind of felt like it was the best place for me in terms of competing and family environment. I felt like it was a place where they really seen a lot in me as a player and a person. It was a place where I could develop the most. And I felt like out of all the schools, this was a place where I could have took it the furthest in my career.
Randy Carter, you mentioned it, but you said this would be the toughest thing you've ever done. You just don't know it. I don't know. Can you explain in layman's terms what it's like to get into a Division I Power 5 conference program and what that means in terms of time commitment and what coaches expect from you and all that goes with it? What does that feel like? Is it like a tidal wave hits you? What's it like?
Yeah, it means everything you thought you knew, forget it. from the moment you wake up until the moment you go to bed, your day is pretty measured and managed. You know, and it is mentally and physically exhausting. And so you have to rise to that occasion and put yourself in a position and in a space that you can be tough enough to manage and maintain. And, you know, again, like I said, you're a student, you're an athlete, there's a social aspect, and you're trying to wrap all of this together and, you know, and just try and survive. And it is extremely difficult.
What was Clem Haskins like when you first got to campus?
Well, I will say this. He was completely different than the guy who sat in my living room and recruited me.
So he now had that piece of paper signed, right?
Right. So once I got there, the language changed, the attitude changed, but we knew he still cared about us, you know. But the grind became real, you know. Once you know we came out of high school at the top of our sport, you know, at the top of our sport, we were adored, we were idolized, and we got to college and realized pretty quickly we were at the bottom of the barrel. So it was time to, you know, it was.
And that's what you want to let your son know, right? That's not unusual. That's part of the process, right?
No, it's normal. And that's what I explained to him, going back to this is going to be the hardest thing he's ever done. And once he hits campus, you know, and he runs into not only from the coaches but from the players, everybody's better. Those guys have been there. Those guys have put the work in. Those guys have conditioned and developed their bodies. Those guys have developed their minds, and you're a high school kid just stepping on campus. What are you going to do? How are you going to respond when those days come? Because it's going to be some down days. Are you going to be able to get back up and come back the next day and fight? And that's what coaches are looking for. Who comes to fight every single day?
Chase Carter, we mentioned your teammates with Jalen Suggs and Chet Holmgren and others. I mean, there are lots of talented players that have come through Minnehaha. What did you observe when you watched them go through the process of the national attention that they got?
You got to see from all different angles. You got to see passive. You got to see the ups and downs. You got to see the stress factors that it put on them. You got to see the enjoyment of them. Obviously, it's not going to be perfect for any kid. And so seeing a lot of them guys, the downs they went through, because when you're at that national stage and just the eyes are on you, that's when the most critics come and they're negative when you're not playing like you should be and stuff like that. And you see it now. So just seeing them kind of battle through it, I'd say that was probably the biggest thing I learned from them. It's just like you can't really listen to the outside noise because they don't control anything you do. And it's really just on focusing on yourself. And I think that's where I'm at, sort of an advantage, because I feel like I have a corner behind me with my dad who knows so much, and then my mom being supportive, and my brother who's been through a lot of the same stuff that I've been through. Just having my back and knowing, like, the outside noise, it'll always be haters. And so the outside noise just won't affect me as long as I just stick to what I'm doing and I know I can do so. I just learned that from them, that they knew how to battle adversity and fight through it.
Chase Carter, was Jalen Suggs the most confident athlete you ever saw?
I don't know if I would say the most confident. He was very confident. The biggest thing I think I took away from Jalen in all these years was his, he's the most humble athlete by far that's like at a national stage that I've ever met. If you met Jalen and you didn't know he was a basketball player, you would just think of him as a cool dude to me. I feel like I learned how to be humble and his work ethic. I think that's one thing I'd say. All of them, Jalen, Caden, Terry, Chet, they're all confident. Prince, they're all confident in their own ways. But I'd say the work ethic, a lot of people don't see the work that people put in behind the scenes. They just see the cameras when the dunks are out and everybody's watching them and the highlight tapes and stuff. But they don't see the grind that we went through in practice and stuff like that. So I'd say the work ethic was really what stands apart from other schools, especially coming from a different school.
Yeah, I forgot. I mean, Michigan State has Terry Lockett, who you alluded to, from Minnehaha, went there, and Kevin Warren's son, the commissioner of the Big Ten, goes there from Minnetonka High School. So there's a Minnesota connection there.
For sure.
Randy, two quick ones for you, and we'll let you both go. One is, when you watch Chet Holmgren play right now at Gonzaga, is he the number one overall pick?
He should be, and if he's not, he's definitely going to be a top three pick. You know, his upside, and there's still some things that he needs to work on. There's still some things that he needs that he's going to develop, but the upside is crazy. And you're still talking about a kid, you know, who's still a kid. So once he becomes a man in the next couple of years, it's gonna be scary.
And second, last question: you've watched your Golden Gophers play a little bit this year. Why are they so good when we didn't think they were going to be so good?
Hey man, some people might say it's all coaching, you know, you got to give credit to Ben and Coach Thorson and those guys, man. They got the guys playing the right way and competing every single night. You know, despite what they look like on paper, despite what's going out there on the court, those guys are showing up to play. And anytime you show up to play, you got a chance. And that's all you're asking for.
Chase, Randy, great to be with you yesterday at your house. Excuse me. Chase, good luck going forward, and congratulations on, I know, a huge day in your life, and I know Dad can't be more proud of you and your two brothers, and you come from that kind of family where you get unconditional love, and that will carry you a long ways no matter what happens. Gentlemen, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Take it easy.
You too. Always good to be with those two guys, dudes.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.